So it's cold, you're late for work, you turn the key in the ignition, a blast of frigid air blows out of the heater vents, ice crystals coat the windshield, and you know that you should get out and scrape them off, but you can still kind of see through the frost. What could possibly go wrong? Orem police have a perfect example of what can go wrong. They posted a photo on Facebook of a burned-out car. Lieutenant Craig Martinez explains how it happened.
We had a woman trying to cross over 800 North where there's a nice big concrete barrier. She failed to clean off the frost or snow from her windshield. So when she went to cross or turn around on 8 North, couldn't see the concrete median, drove up over it, and due to the height of the median, it ruptured her gas tank, and she continued to try to drive over it, which then led to some metal sparks, which ignited the fuel there. And as you can see from the pictures, you know, her vehicle is going to be a total loss due to the fire.
Okay, look at the picture. It's on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by Any Hour Services, right now. The Facebook post of the picture has drawn more than 100 shares and a whole bunch of comments. Martinez says they were tongue-in-cheek about it, but it's a serious risk.
You hate to say it this way, but this is kind of the best-case scenario when it comes to the windshield, meaning no one was hurt. But what if there was a child crossing the road, or you broadsided another car and hurt or killed someone? So cleaning up your windshield takes you 2 minutes, and people just get in such a rush to get to work, to make it to an appointment, that they think they can skimp time on clearing out the windshield, and really that's probably the one place they shouldn't be skimping time at. You've got to be able to see.
So, of course, spend the couple of minutes, defrost the windshield, scrape it. Police also warn, don't leave your car idling with the defroster running. That often leads to cars being stolen.